This is Kathy from Girls Like Me UG and
Soleil from Girls Like Me UG. How's everybody doing?
As we are, well, we are here, we're doing good. You people, Soleil has short hair, eh? Now she tinted it, eh? Yo!
I've been looking sweet 16.
Soleil, you look like you're in your early 20s, actually.
Sweet 16 now, don't say those things.
So anyway, today Soleil and I are here to talk about Savior Complex. Jesus, you know what I mean? Let me break it down for you. Those of you who think you are Jesus in this world, and yet we only know one Jesus that has been taught to us from school, from our homes, from every corner, from the Bible, there's only one Jesus.
You might think you're a Superman. Yeah. For those of you who are non-believers.
Yes.
Or non-Christians. Okay, let's say not
even. Who are into Marvel comics, things like that.
DC, so you're there, Superman.
God does not exist.
Iron Man. You know, you want to be a savior.
So you want to be Superman. You want to be Batman every day.
Everybody, man. And no one else can do it but you.
Yo, we are here to talk about this topic here.
Indeed.
So, Soleil, please do the honors. What is this? Give us a little bit of a definition to you. What do you think it is?
Let me first, before we even go there, I remember Kathy and I having discussion quite like maybe a year back, where I had been seated at Cafe Java's having breakfast. Of course, it was a Saturday. It was a bit crowded, so there were quite a number of people. This is pre-COVID. And there were girls who were seated next to, and I think it was like a girl's day out. And there was one friend whom they were waiting for. And I think she was taking a while getting there. So, of course, as things would normally happen, you start discussing the person who's not there.
And, like chicks,
you know, if you're not there, the kawazi will be about you. So while she was away, the thing that made me burst out into laughter, and I think that's how, I don't know if they knew I was tapping, but you know, it wasn't my fault. They were sitting right next to me.
Anyway, it's okay. I also tap a lot.
You see, we tap kawazi a lot. We tap, conversation a lot.
Yes.
So one of them was talking about, and just like, oh my gosh, she's so stressed. She's this, she's this. And one friend just throws a comment of, what, you know that chick? She thinks she's Jesus. She believes she can save everyone. And I was like, wow.
So there's
friend.
A possibility. Mm-hmm. She was late because she was helping somebody. She knew she had an early appointment with her friends to celebrate something.
Exactly. So let's break it down. What is Savior Complex? Or it's also known as the White Knight Syndrome. Now, guys, my Zungu, my English is not that tight as it used to be.
White Knight are those ones for the British, eh?
You know.
Where the queen has to make you sir, what?
Yes, but not only that. The guy goes out to save the damsel in distress. You know this.
Oh, like me who's waiting for my knight in shining armor.
There we go. But the White Knight is now really the savior. You know, he's coming to save you.
I like that description because you see a whole white person, pure, pure soul.
What I see someone in white armor, like the
God.
full shebang. Anyway, guys, let's get to the definition. So according to Auntie Google, Savior Complex or White Knight Syndrome describes this need to save people by fixing their problems. Is that you? Are you feeling attacked right now?
That was me like 7 years ago.
Are you feeling attacked?
Me, I will admit.
You'll admit. So if you have a Savior Complex, right, you might feel only feel good about yourself when you're helping someone, or you believe that helping others is your purpose, or you expend so much energy into trying to fix others that you end up burning out. Now, do you see how different that is when you break it down to that level, when you understand? So, Kathy, are you guilty of this Savior Complex?
Yes. I have been guilty of this Savior Complex. Like, many years ago, I was always in that space of fixing, helping. Like, I don't think it was a need to feed myself, but I always felt that if Soleil is in trouble and she's failing to figure out how to solve it, and I'm seeing the solution, I must help you. Actually, recently I think I did it. Yo, Kathy, you're sleeping. I had come out of that hole, I think. oh, it creeps up on you. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't believe in people changing, by the way. You can easily go back down there.
It still pops up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it still pops up. So I used to feel like if somebody can't figure it out, and here I am still the solution, why can't I be of help?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that difficult. It's not that big a deal. This human being is going through a hard phase, mm-hmm. and I have a solution. Yes. Let me offer it as quickly as I can.
No, it's just here free of charge. Yeah. You can just give it anyhow.
You can give it out anyhow. Mm-hmm. But it took me a while to realize that, because I was burning out.
Yeah.
You tend to realize then that people are not in your life because they're meant to be in your life. They're in your life because they know you were a fixer. They know if they say, oh, Kathy, I'm going through this, you're like, oh, come on, shoulder to lean on.
Yes.
So when I realized that, it's actually, you told me, first track, must have been 2013.
Wow, Kathy's
and you told me something about emotional vampires.
Oh, yes.
I think 2012, 2013, Solea, I remember that conversation so vividly. And here I was complaining about one of my friends. And then you told me, you know, Kathy, there are people that just are just emotional vampires. Mm-hmm. They never come to you with happy news, happy whatever. No. So I had become a shoulder to cry on for someone mm-hmm. that every time she was in trouble, she called me. Because she had discovered that I would never shut my door in her face until I actually did. And it took me a long time. But I realized that, you know what, Kathy, my relationship with God, I realized when I started my journey, 2019, of yo, me and God, this thing, we have got to do this. I started asking myself, if I'm having a personal relationship with God and I was in such a dark place and there is nobody that even when I shared with you or Emma or some very close people, I still felt like you had not really served me.
Yeah, it's like the problem is still there.
Then I was like, who am I? So who have I been acting to these people that I was thinking I was carrying their burdens? I said, no more. I said, no, I'm not doing this anymore.
But that's just also correct, just to clarify things for people. We're not saying don't help.
Don't be a friend.
Yeah, like, don't be a friend or don't help. When I look at emotional vampires, and when I think about how to describe them, now it's a term that is used quite frequently. I used to use it and people would bust out into laughter, like emotional vampires. Mm. And I'd be like, yeah, haven't you ever been around someone that after you've been with them, you feel so drained, like the life has been sucked out of you, like a vampire has come and sucked the blood out of you. So that's why I call them emotional vampires. But they can also be known as energy vampires. Like, I mean, this person has such a superpower that they can enter a room. It doesn't matter if you're 10 or 20, they will suck the energy out of that room. And it's just a matter of how they speak and what they do and what... It's almost like claws digging into you and just pulling out whatever good or
and
whatever.
And even as they take away from you, sometimes you're thinking, let me help.
Yes.
You get...
Oh my gosh, that's the savior complex right there, because you think you can fix them.
Yes.
You can fix
them. And because they come to you all the time, you think you're the one person that they actually need.
You guys, and here's another thing, don't project. Because you might be thinking, if I was talking to someone about my problems, I don't talk to everybody about my problems. Mm-hmm. So if I was talking up to someone, they must be special. Hence, I must also be taking this person's thing seriously.
Yeah.
Just get over yourself. In fact, that's the best thing I can tell you. To get
I
over
was
yourself.
Special, you yes. know. Like, people come to me, they talk to me. So I was like that place of
comfort.
Comfort.
Refuge.
You know. Refuge,
sanctuary.
if I was Jesus here on earth walking, the only thing I didn't do is walk on water,
you know.
But yeah, so until I realized that it was actually, you know how you find your head. I broke down in 2018, I had a meltdown, and my emotions were all over the space.
Yeah.
My head, my love, my every emotion, as you can think about it. That wall that I had built, that wall had other people's secrets in it too.
Yeah.
So when it broke down, Solea, everything over, I remembered people's secrets. I'm like, oh my God, I know this. I'm like, oh my God, why would someone tell me this? Like, I said, I cannot be in this space anymore. I didn't want to hear people's things anymore.
Yeah.
So these days I can go to a place, even if I don't know anyone, and somebody walks up to me and says, hello. And then they start talking. I'm like, excuse me, I'll come back later. Because there was I had a pull. I think I was in so much pain that I pulled pain
towards
to me.
You. Yeah, my gosh, that's deep.
So when that broke down, I didn't know how to put it up.
Mm.
Up to this day, I don't have a defensive wall.
Mm.
I don't even know how it feels like anymore.
Mm.
So I no longer enjoy that pain. I don't have that severe complex anymore.
And it's a weird form of addiction.
Yes.
Because it's almost like being addicted to being needed.
Yes.
You want to be needed by other
yes.
people. And for some of us, that's our purpose. You're like, if they don't need me, then who am I? If
uh-huh.
they don't need me, I must find my purpose
uh-huh.
by me being needed. And
uh-huh.
and trust me, it happens because I think you and I are so similar. The fact that I keep talking about this, that because we're in the same field where we naturally can bring down people's walls.
Mm.
Kathy and I can do that, you know, and it's not because we are manipulative in any way whatsoever.
Mm.
Kathy has just told you she will literally do absolutely nothing and people come and start talking to her. When I was still taking taxis, the things that would happen when people start talking to you and you're just like, why, how did this conversation
like,
happen? How did it happen? And then even the things people would tell me sometimes, I'm like, isn't that something you should be telling like someone who's like really, really close to you? Like,
yeah.
I'm not like even family. Like, we don't know each other that well. Why are you telling me this? But it was something and a gift that I recognized and I did not exploit. I appreciated and said, okay, if this is my gift, let me then use it. But then now it became an issue for me because now that whole thing of taking on everyone's problems, right?
Yes.
And because I know myself to be an empathetic person, I actually start to feel for others. Like, you start
yes.
thinking, what is she possibly going through? You can't come and tell me you're having issues. Like, now what you've just said, you won't find me saying, but Kathy, first explain. So that time in 2018, break down, where was I? Did I not? what happened? I find myself unpacking. And then having to take it on to start trying to feel, what was she feeling? Was no one listening to her? Oh my gosh, it must have been horrible. Then I start to take on that person's emotions. So that also in turn starts to drain.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Right? So we're here because we're not going to just be talking about this. We've shared our experiences, what it's like, you know, emotional vampires. You have to be wary of them, guys. I'm kidding. These guys, the minute they get into your lives, and you have to find a way, if you are an emotional vampire yourself, because guys, some
yeah.
of us are like that. We are addicted to people feeling sorry for us. We're addicted to being the person with the problem. We're addicted to being the drama queen in the movie. Yeah?
Actually,
the one who brings
I think
all the drama.
I have a very simple solution for that habit.
Mm.
If you realize that you have, when you find yourself with a particular circle of friends, instead of talking about the good things that are happening in your life,
oh,
you
yeah.
find yourself just, because sometimes it happens, because those friends have let you get away with it, that every time you meet, you go into the point of, oh my God, things are so difficult. Every single day of your life, wake up and write five things that you're grateful about.
Gratitude
Just
journal.
Write five things.
Gratitude
and then,
journal.
And then change the way you speak. Change, have a positive way that you speak about things. Yeah?
And yourself.
Like traffic. You know, people get into traffic and they get so mad. But yo, I sit in traffic. Eh? And now I start looking around at things. I start thinking about beautiful things. I look at Kampala City. I'm looking at buildings. And I'm like, yo, I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
I like
never
that.
Paid attention. Yeah.
Like, pay attention to the things that surround you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how often do you find yourself in the city and you can't recognize things?
And we're not saying that it's easy, guys. Here's the
it's
thing.
Not.
The same way it took for you to develop those habits, you have to now break them. Think of yourself as a superhero in this thing. Like, you have to counter it immediately. The negative thought comes and you have to counter it immediately with a positive one, right?
Yes.
So you're saying, oh, well and good. Thank you for, you know, putting my business out there, calling me an emotional vampire, saying I have the savior complex.
Oh, and some of them are not saviors of just human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you are saviors of animals. Like, you find stray dogs, you carry all of
but
them to your home.
We love, no, no,
we love them,
we
but still,
them keep doing
it's
that.
Also... It's just partly a savior syndrome.
How many people keep saving animals?
You are
they
not
need,
Jesus.
They need help saving them. I'm not a cabbie cat.
You are
not.
You love pets. I love pets too. But so I imagine coming to somebody's house and they have like a trillion cats.
Yes, that's
yeah?
their mission
Why?
In life.
Yeah?
Let them do
oh,
that. When
so,
it comes
sometimes,
to animals,
sometimes some things are meant to be there, Solea,
mm.
not to be picked. Did you know?
Maybe flowers. But,
sometimes you carry
but,
things
but,
to your homes that you're not meant to carry
you
to your
know,
houses.
But not
pets.
That's
anyway.
Cute animals that need help. So
let's not go
why,
there
why,
deeply.
Why, you know
why
what?
We
we're going to have Yvonne come on next time. Yvonne, that psychiatrist, psychologist.
Yeah,
psychiatrist.
Our friend.
The one who knows the brain person.
Zabu.
Yeah,
yes.
She'll come and fix us and we'll talk about these things the next one. So once again, turn to Auntie Google to find out what exactly can one do to fix this whole savior complex. So it The first one is just building healthier relationships, right?
Yes, yes.
Just a healthy relationship. We're not telling you throw people out of your life. That's someone you speak about your family
members. If you're hearing throw people out, that means you want to throw those people out.
Yeah, and that's your business, man. That's between you and that person. You can't come back and say it was us.
Yeah.
But one of the things to think about is being an active listener.
Mm.
Like, I have had to stop myself sometimes. Mm. Being an active listener, that's because someone has told you their problem. I don't have money, guys, the tie, there's bread, and shit. And you're already starting to think, where do I get money to help this person? No. First, listen to what they're saying. You know, sometimes people just need to vent. Mm. So just be an active listener.
Mm.
It's not, you don't have a clock that's racing where they're like, what's that show that Steve Harvey does, Family Feud, where you have a couple of seconds before you have to answer that question. Come up with a solution immediately. I don't have bread. I can't give you your rent money.
Yeah.
Now, no one's stressing you. Just be an active. Sometimes people just need you to
listen.
So being an active listener is very important.
And I think also in the active listening, know when you're being played. Yeah. Sorry, that just came to my mind.
Kathy's on
because
a roll.
I also know that sometimes people come to you with intent to get something. So know when you're being played as they tell their stories. Not everybody has good intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
And the other one would be, we've just talked about.
Same. Wait before stepping in.
Exactly. You don't have to be the person. In fact, challenge yourself not to offer advice. If you can, bite your tongue. The minute you feel yourself saying, just
not to offer advice, not to offer help.
Yeah, just bite your tongue. Just wait. Guys, we're not even saying never offer help. Just wait. And you know, sometimes the waiting could just even be a couple of minutes or even just to sleep on it. Like before you make a move, just think things through. Because sometimes someone just wants to talk and all you have to do is wait. They could sort this thing out for themselves. If they're a grown man, grown woman, and they're fully functional, they could most likely sort out this problem. So give them the room to actually fix their own issues. If you start being the person who steps in all the time to fix, they will never fully mature because they know you're there to fix
things. The one time you don't fix things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are times, by the way, you hear your name has been thrown in the mud. And then you're like, but I've been there for that person like 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
The one time I've not helped.
Hey.
This is what happens now. That is the situation.
And you
because you blessed yourself as Jesus.
And guys, you trust me, the resentment that will build up in you, the Savior, because you're just like, how dare this person get mad at the one time I didn't offer? Wasn't I the person who did this and this and this and this for them? Now the one time I don't come through, they're mad at me. The resentment that will build up in you, guys, it's legendary. It's like poison.
And you know, you can actually hate that person.
Oh yeah. And you get so mad and so consumed with it.
Mm.
And then here's the thing for those of you who are saying, but I want to help. Offer help only when it's asked.
Mm.
Like if the person directly asks and says, Kathy, I need your help, that's when you can step in. But also step in knowing that you're going to see how you can be of help, like work together with helping them. Like, what exactly do you need? What do you need me to do for you, right?
Mm.
How exactly can I be of help? You might find the person just says, I need you to, maybe I just need to come and spend the night at your place because I don't want to be by myself. You know, I'm feeling kind of low.
Yeah.
Or it could be, maybe I need you to come with me because I'm scared of doing X, Y, and Z and I need someone there to have my back and hold. You'll find that it might be something very simple because they've actually put into words what they need help with.
That's true.
And then, let's see. And also stop taking on their beef, man. You know, because now Kathy's beefing with Soleil and like, we hate Soleil, man. Never talking to her again.
Wow, those things of Mpananirako.
Yeah, just chill them. It doesn't do anyone any good. You can be the United Nations in this case and just accept everybody, but please let's stop doing that. And also, stop taking responsibility for other adults, right? So it's not your job. Even when you see someone doing something wrong, especially after you've probably offered guidance.
Remember, they have their mother.
And they have their own mind.
Yeah.
They are grown. They know what to do, right?
Stop it.
Stop, please. And also another thing, just to bring you down back to earth, you are only what?
A human being.
There we go.
You also have your own flaws. You're not a superpower, Superman. You're not Jesus. You know, like you're just human.
Exactly.
So do the best that you can. Be a good human being. Don't try to be like Jesus.
Exactly. And just accept that what Kathy has just said, accepting the fact that you have flaws just like everybody else, you're not going to be perfect.
And
you
even
will
then,
miss up.
Mm. When you can't help someone, it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mm.
And many times we fail to recognize that just being there is enough.
True, guys.
Like just being there.
That,
you know, like I hear many times people beating themselves up of, she wanted this and I couldn't. I only had 2K, so I couldn't share that 2,000 shillings. But the thing is, that person was just telling you, there's probably somebody else in the universe. Because the way the universe works mm-hmm. is if Soleil cannot help me right now.
There's somebody else.
I'm just going to walk out the door and I'll probably get a phone call or meet someone. And if I talk about my issue, or sometimes they're God sent. Mm-hmm. They're like, Kathy, oh, I think, remember a time 2 months ago we talked about this?
Yeah.
I think this is a time. Mm-hmm. So please have faith that things would always, there's always a solution. There's always a way out.
Yeah.
And if that is not the solution, look in a different direction.
Or just sleep on it. And guys, don't, I like what you're saying, Kathy, because I would like to, for those of us who go through this and who end up being the emotional vampires, it's to know that you have everything it takes to actually sort out these issues.
Yes.
It seems impossible because you're probably haven't had the time to think things through, and you could be like, of course you're being ridiculous. This is a very huge situation. But if you literally had no one else to help you, you would be able to figure it out. Have that faith. You know, root for yourself. Know that you have what it takes inside of you to figure out these things, right?
Yeah.
I know we're going on a motivational
like
thing
the
here.
The other day. It's just an Iggy, an example. I was, you know, sometimes I can be so childish towards my friends. So I started calling each one of them up. Meanwhile, it's a Tuesday. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm on like my break. Me, I'm not working. What? So I'm hollering my buddies. So I call Jill. I'm like, Jill, where are you at? She tells me I'm at work. I'm like, ah, so you mean you can't come with me to take my job? She's like, no, I can't. I'm busy. I'm like, okay, bye. Then I call Maliza, not available. I call Rona, not available. I'm thinking these friends of mine today.
Yeah, folks.
Anyway, I'm like, okay, fine. So it's not that I fear needles. I just don't like going to hospitals, you people.
Kathy fears needles. I don't be deceived.
Like those men, like you men, you understand what I mean. Anyway, so I finally said, you know what, Kathy, you got this.
Let me go and adult. Yeah, put your big girl pants
you
on.
You go represent yourself, mm-hmm. say your name while you're there. And it took like what, 10 minutes?
And I'm sure it didn't hurt.
It hurt a bit when she was starting. Yeah. It had a bit. As usual, that can't be that one. No, but I really don't like going to hospitals alone. So, Leia, you know, we've been together that time. Yes, couldn't meet the hospital. I never.
Luck, guys.
Every time I'm going to the hospital, I call my sister Rona.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in my space, Soleil, you're the one.
Let's go to the hospital.
Yes.
Can you imagine? See my life and how Kathy's like my child who I'm taking
like
to
like,
for hospital.
Real, I just want people to be there with me in the hospital. It doesn't matter what is happening. I just like people there.
True. I know, and I think, you know, it's understandable. Going to hospitals, you're just like, I don't want to be alone just in case.
Yeah.
I need somebody there. Yeah. It's totally understandable. But guys, we promise to keep it short and sweet, which we've done. Give us props, you guys. We're doing well. We're buying
don't
time.
Be Jesus.
Hmm? Don't be Jesus. In
yeah, it's a message you should go away with.
Don't be Jesus
this.
And don't put the burden on somebody else to be your savior. Like, that's something that you can assign to a higher power. Do not assign it to another.
Who's waiting, by the way, for you to assign him all those duties?
Don't be stressing your fellow human beings with that capacity, please. We beg. I beg. Oh, I beg.
I know.
But guys, it's been real. It's been fantastic. Kathy is going to disappear on me again. I know.
Soleil, why are you telling people that I'm going?
Now she is. Now she bees. But she'll be back and I will be back. Definitely. We'll both be back anyway.
Yeah, it has been fun.
It really has been. And we are still in the last months of 2021. And we hope that you are keeping positive and making sure that you are planning for your future. Be thinking positive about your future.
Yeah,
there's a lot in store that's happening and that's waiting for you. So
maybe
please,
they should try writing out at least every single day five things they're grateful for.
You want to do that assignment
till the end of December?
Guys, do you want to do that assignment till the end of December? You do your five things that you're grateful
for. I'm starting mine tomorrow.
There we go.
Yeah,
I'll start mine with Kathy as well. Start tomorrow, and we will most likely be sharing that as well on our Instagram page. So please look out for that. In the meantime, make sure you look for us on Instagram. Look for us on Facebook. Look for us on what else are we on? Actually, those
Twitter.
Are we on Twitter?
Yeah, we are on Twitter, girl.
Okay, we're on Twitter. Mm. So look for us on Twitter. Look for us on Instagram and Facebook. And please tag us in your five daily gratitude list thing.
Yes.
Let us know how that's going.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best. And keep sending in your messages. We really appreciate hearing from you guys. It really gives us a little boost and we feel like
if you'd like us to host you, if you have something you would like to talk about, please
join us.
Come
and hang with us, guys.
It's not video. It's not video.
Do you want to hang out with Kathy and
we are your celebs right now, people.
I'm bad. Me, I'm not the one who said it was Kathy, yeah, but just yeah, come and hang out with us, you know, just us girls just chilling in the studio, or even guys, just come and chill with us in the studio and let's just do a recording. Whatever you want to talk about, we're down for. And with limits, what am I saying? But whatever. Anyway, guys, that's a sign that we should be getting off this one. And we'll catch you on the next one. I'm getting excited.
Bye.
Bye, guys. See you on the next one and keep safe.